prediction from the former president. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
Former President Trump with a comment at a conservative summit in Washington. The president spent the majority of his time talking about what he perceived as lawlessness at home and crime, and he said he wants to bring Americans back from the brink. Earlier today, his former running mate Mike Pence appeared before the Young Americas Foundation. There's been a rift between the two since the January 6th riot, but Pence said they still agree on one thing.
I truly do believe that elections are about the future. And that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
And Penn said now more than ever, conservatives need to be focused on the challenges Americans are facing today. President Biden's symptoms have nearly cleared up after last week's positive COVID-19 test.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor says President Biden's symptoms have now almost completely resolved, and he has completed a five-day course of the antiviral drug Paxlovid. In a statement, the president's physician says the president feels well enough to resume his physical exercise regimen. The president will continue isolating today as his day five. That's the timeline recommended to isolate by the CDC. President Biden has been working from the White House residence. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A federal judge in California has rejected a legal push to require Uber to provide wheelchair-accessible vehicles, finding that such a mandate would be too difficult for the company. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The federal appeals court upholds a ban on mask mandates for schools in Texas.
The appeals court sided with Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's executive order forbidding school districts from imposing mask rules to prevent the spread of COVID-19. A lower court granted an injunction after seven families of children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit arguing a lack of a mask requirement endangers their health. The appeals court in a 2-1 decision ruled there are other options for schools to address health concerns, including vaccines, plexiglass barriers, and social distancing. Governor Abbott issued the executive order more than a year ago, saying Texans, not government, should decide their best health practices. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Volkswagen has begun production of its first electric vehicles assembled in the U.S. at a plant in Tennessee. The automaker says it plans to ramp up production in Chattanooga to 7,000 cars per month in the fourth quarter of the year, with a goal of increasing the rate next year. There's a job opening for someone who really loves candy.
Online candy retailer Candy Funhouse is looking for a chief candy officer. For some, the chance to taste more than 3,500 products each month is compensation enough, but there is a paycheck involved. Nearly $80,000 a year in U.S. dollars. Applicants must be at least 5 years old, live in North America, be free of food allergies, and be fluent in English. The CCO would help select the candy they sell on their website, which currently lists a plethora of snacks and drinks, from blueberry muffin-flavored Kit Kats to teriyaki-flavored Lay's chips and dark berry Dr. Pepper. The deadline for applications is August 31st.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Klondike is discontinuing sales of its Choco Taco. The company says it needs to make choices as it deals with unprecedented demand. The news came just days after ice cream maker Good Humor confirmed it has stopped selling its toasted almond bar. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.